Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hey, Dierks Bentley is bringing his Broken Branches tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in June, and we got your chance to win tickets. Keep on listening to our show for details on how you can win. They actually got four of the inmates from the escaped New Orleans. Wow.
Here.
So four of
escaped convicts.
Six remain at large.
Escaped convicts. Not that I'm an expert or anything, but in all the shows that I've watched, when convicts have escaped, the first thing they didn't do was get on Instagram. I'm just going to say.
Well, I don't think they have anywhere to go. That's the thing. Like, you escape.
It's Louisiana.
Jail.
No,
they don't have anywhere
to
go. Like, they all got captured within New Orleans' area.
Right. Where you going to go?
I don't know.
You can't. You're not even close to nothing to steal.
I feel like if I broke out of jail, first thing I'm doing is I'm getting to Central Florida somewhere, like in the middle of the sticks. I'm not staying in my area code.
I'm city folk though.
I agree though.
If I escaped,
but you're out.
You cannot be a city folk while you're escaping.
I know. You got to live off the land.
You got to get out of there for a while,
right?
Dude.
Lay low.
Hey, I don't know, but I know what I'm not gonna do. Get on Instagram.
Somebody gets fired immediately, the next day.
No, why?
Would they put LOL too easy on your jail cell? Someone's getting fired the next day.
No, they don't control. I mean, all they do is watch them. They don't control the inner, you know, how the jail works or the security.
You can't lose 10 inmates and nobody get fired. That's not possible.
And they taunt you on the way out?
LOL too easy?
Yeah.
Well, obviously it's not too easy for four of them. I think... You want to know what I think?
Yeah.
I think they all collectively got together and figured out how to escape, right? But the six smart guys told the four dummies.
Well, we don't know.
Go this way, we going to go this way.
So immediately after you're caught, you go from smart guy to dummy?
Huh?
You go from smart guy to dummy?
No, that's the point. Listen, when you have a group, y'all doing some dirt, you always have to have a plan of who going to be the fall guy in case something go wrong, right? So there's always going to be one guy that don't never have his name or any situation. Everybody else doing the work, and he just sitting back. So if they all get caught, he can say, I have nothing to do with it.
New Orleans says, looking for answers.
I don't need answers. My dad called me and told me this weekend.
A New Orleans Parish jail maintenance worker was arrested on Monday in allegations that he helped facilitate.
Oh, there we go. Here's the other thing. People on the outside, let me just word to the wise. They're in jail. There is not a whole lot they can offer you to make you want to do anything to help them escape. Nothing. All they can do is make promises, and they're inmates. So how are those promises going to go? So this guy gets caught for helping. I don't even know what the benefits would have been.
No, maybe they were like threatening him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Help us, or, well, that's what I would go to.
Mm. Yeah, they threatened my life.
Yes. Yeah. And then they'll say, well, why didn't you go to authorities?
All the guys who are out, by the way, very, very violent crimes that they're at large for. So people are worried.
No, my dad. No, my dad was like, I got to get ready.
What are some of the crimes?
Of the guys who are still out?
Yeah. Wow.
One guy is convicted of killing two people.
Yikes.
And shooting two on Mardi Gras.
Ooh.
Oh, Mardi Gras.
That's not good.
That's a double. Wow.
Another guy is held on domestic abuse and vehicle theft charges with prior escapes dating back to 2007.
Oh, so he's a
also went to jail for kidnapping and rape.
Yikes.
Mastermind. He already had an escape before.
Yeah, another guy accused of a homicide. So I guess he's awaiting a 2020.
Well, if you escape, is there any other way of saying, yeah, it was me?
Probably.
Yeah, true.
Right?
Another guy is charged with attempted second-degree murder, aggravated battery, weapons violations, obstruction of justice.
Mm.
Another guy was awaiting trial on burglary, drug, and weapons charges. And another guy is accused of murder.
Sounds like a peachy bunch.
The guy who didn't commit any, like, bodily harm, that's going to be the fall guy.
The guy, you mean like the guy who helped?
No. So, all these guys are out for serious crimes.
Yeah.
The one guy just out on a weapons charge, he ain't killed nobody.
No, he didn't kill anybody, but he did. He's just your run-of-the-mill criminal. He's got burglary, drugs, and weapons.
So right now, they're sitting in somebody's barn, right? And he going to take the fall because he's got the smallest amount of crime.
Man, that's crazy. One mother says that her and her family fled town.
Where you going to flee? Where you going to flee to? It's Louisiana.
Dude.
Where you going to flee to?
I don't know. I don't know the lay of the land like you do.
I'm from there.
That's why I'm asking. Like, why don't you go to the swamps?
Ah.
Like, don't you go to where Poirier lives?
Can I just tell you?
I'm just asking.
They're gonna go to Bon Town.
I'd rather deal with the people.
You gotta get out of the area code.
Well, you can't go on Instagram.
Well, that's fair.
That's
right.
I think only one of them did that, though.
But here's the deal.
Instagram, like, did he post?
I think he was like, from what I said, and it's Twitter, so I can't keep up with what's all fact. But I believe he was just like, back with my guys, and they're like, oh, hey, that's the guy we're looking for. Like, they don't know who he's followed and doesn't follow, and so like people were probably monitoring those guys' Instagrams, and boom, we found one of them.
Instagram?
Amazing.
You gave Instagram in jail?
No, after he escaped, he was IG living with his friends. But like, I'm sure he had an Instagram. Instagram's been around for what?
Instagram Live gets so many people in trouble.
I've seen a lot of questionable jail videos too. They have a lot of things sometimes. They have like Instagram. I've seen cookouts.
Oh, that's true. No, you're allowed to go on like dating sites. I love Love After Lockup. Huge fan of Love After Lockup.
Wait. You're allowed to go on dating sites when you're in jail?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Because you can go on the internet. They have internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll pay your bills.
They want to keep the prisoners, you know.
Current?
Not current, just keep them occupied.
Yeah.
On a dating site.
For sure. If I give you the hope of love.
Like, here's the crazy thing. I watched one of these episodes. I watched an episode of Love After Lockup. Dude was cheating.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
While locked up.
Yeah.
No, you know what I saw? There was a girl that got pregnant in jail because...
Oh. The toilet?
I don't know how they met, but they were transferring, you know, body fluids through the vents.
Oh.
It was very weird.
Through the vents?
Yeah.
Yes.
I did hear something about though. Like, they had never met each other. You know, they talked through the toilets, too. You ever heard of that? Where they, like, drain the water out of the toilets and talk through there? Strange life. Strange life.
Indeed. A lot of Love After Lockup, though. They just have straight-up calls. It's not like they have to do sneakies. Like, they're just like, oh,
then they get married, and then they find out, oh, I had three of you while I was in.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. One girl, there was one Love After Lockup. She's like, I just don't like normal guys. I like convicts.
Wow.
That's her thing.
I know someone like that.
She likes convicts.
Really?
Oh, the guy she's attracted to just did a stint.
It's not me.
Louisiana governor calls for an audit of the New Orleans jail.
Now?
I'll say.
Damage is done, my friend.
Yeah. Like, you, like, I love the way after 10 people escape, now we want to go get the records.
Damage is done.
Yeesh. Trying to find out where
he probably should have hired Sylvester Stallone to break out. The Supermax.
We'll bust up.
He did that with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm. Remember that movie? With him and Arnold Schwarzenegger breaking out of the jail?
Is that Expendables?
No.
Which one was in the jail? Demolition Man?
No.
I don't remember that.
Sounds
like one I want to watch.
Escape Plan.
Ooh. Oh, I think I have heard of that. Yeah. I've never seen that, though.
Where him and they were actually both, neither one of them were convicts. They were both.
Of course.
Right.
Stallone would not.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ever. A security expert who was wrongfully imprisoned. Yeah, of course. Sounds like tax evasion to me.
That's crazy. This has got to be like, do you feel like the local news is on this at all times in New Orleans right now?
Has to be.
I don't know. There's certain people. Here's the two attitudes. Oh my gosh, I'm so scared. They're escaped. Oh no. And there's other people in Louisiana say, I wish he would come around here. I got some fun.
I can see that.
You see what I'm saying? So, like, there's different levels to this. Because keep in mind, New Orleans is a lot of swamps, a lot of back roads and stuff like that. And them people don't play. So you ain't walking up to that house talking about, let me get that.
It says a federal official warned it could take months to round up all six remaining men up.
Oh.
But think about it. You can't go on in a car, right?
Probably not.
There's probably road stops.
No, you needed to take advantage of the first 8 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because they didn't get caught until morning check. So you needed to take advantage of that 8 hours.
You got 8 hours.
And got the hell out of there.
Right.
As far as
you should have had a car. Like if you should have been going west.
If you went to your family, which is understandable, like you'd go to whoever you knew because you're just like, I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
But
don't escape. Your plan
once they
ain't
know
good.
Once they know you're out, you're probably cooked. So if these guys, I imagine the six there, I would imagine some of them got to be out of New Orleans.
They sent the four like rabbits. They sent the four out, right? Have them go catch the four, and the other six, no contact with one another, just boom.
Hey, don't worry, Carl. You'll be all right, man. No one's going to look
for you. But my question
totally fine.
Is...
Don't
is
go on Instagram.
You better have another ID, because that means you can't take the bus unless somebody give you a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only escape. How far can you get? 8 hours.
No, you would need a car, or you need to steal a car like right away.
Ah,
that cuts down your 8 hours.
Stealing
as soon as you steal a car, they report stolen.
They're criminals.
Yeah,
yeah, but you're trying to get away without getting caught.
Yeah, but you need to like, vroom, vroom, and then as soon as like you realize, oh, people might realize.
Yeah.
Boom, out.
Ditch the car.
Ditch the car.
Yeah. Ditch the car.
Y'all dumb criminals.
No. What?
You know, when you get your car stolen and you report it, right, with what else is going
no,
on.
No, but like if it's in the middle of the night, you could steal somebody's car without them realizing.
Yeah. You steal a car at 1 a.m., they don't know till 7 a.m.
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
See? Okay. Look at that.
Got it.
There you go.
That happened one time where I thought D's car got stolen.
Yeah.
And, you know,
old.
Parents were old-fashioned, didn't know that we were, you know,
ooh,
spending time together whoa, at the apartment.
Whoa, whoa,
I didn't want to call our pop up and say, like, hey, yeah, can't find your daughter's car. Turned out it was towed.
Towed. Mm. But did they need to bring, like, the owner of the vehicle?
Oh, thankfully, she had her name on it.
Oh, nice.
I was at a moment, we were like, I think your car got stolen. Because the apartment wasn't in the greatest neighborhood.
Totally fair.
But,
I mean, some people would look at the big white dude carrying a keg down the street and also
not
say,
the same place.
This neighborhood
not
ain't
the same place. Not the same place.
This is post getting kicked out.
Yeah, of course. I had to find other places to live.
True. Not the greatest area.
Can
there.
I just tell you, fraternity houses are the nastiest places to live.
That's not fair.
It's
that's not fair.
When you first walk in, it smells like beer because of all the parties, right? And then upstairs, it's just a place to sleep.
We didn't have an upstairs.
Oh.
Florida.
You're not helping your cause.
Take a break. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.